Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The combination of the pandemic and civil unrest has been devastating to the economy, and some neighborhoods in the city are taking particularly hard hits. We're joined by Raymond Lopez, alderman of the city's 15th ward. Alderman, it's good to have you with us. I mean, you've not only been watching this happen out in the neighborhood, but you've said on multiple occasions it's happened to you.
Yeah, we have seen where the unrest in our neighborhoods is starting to take its toll on our psyche. You know, we were dealing with communities that already were struggling with gangs, struggling with violence, struggling with record high unemployment. And now after, several months of lockdown and threats of going back into lockdown, it's starting to definitely take its toll.
So what do you do? I mean, I know you and the mayor have gone back and forth even recently on Twitter. What do you suggest? What do we do to not only protect you, an elected official, but also to protect the people in your neighborhood?
Well, I think we have to have some consistency and some clarity on what we consider acceptable behavior, and we haven't seen that out of the mayor. You know, I think that we can't help COVID. We could do our best to mitigate it, but there are certain neighborhood things that we can address, starting with ensuring safety of our residents. You know, we can be specific and target gangs and target slumlords and target these individuals, and we have to do it in a way that shows we are unwavering in that commitment so that people know that we mean business. That's why I'm being targeted by these folks, because they know that I'm coming for them. They know that I don't want them in my neighborhoods. But we have to make that a citywide effort so that every community can start to feel some semblance of safety again, so that we can actually confront the virus and those other larger issues that are just attacking us on a daily basis.
What does it say that these gangs that you talk about in your neighborhood, they are brazen enough to think that they can target a political leader? I mean, is it showing that they think that nothing's going to happen? I mean, what sort of a mindset is that?
Well, I think there's two mindsets. There's several mindsets going on. First off, oftentimes when it comes to these gangbangers that do these acts, they feel like their life doesn't matter. Like if they'd be lucky if they make it to 25, so they're going to act even more recklessly than someone who thinks that they're going to live a full and productive life. Two, I think as we saw yesterday, more and more we're seeing that this mentality of action without consequence is taking hold. It's becoming normalized. We saw that three times with me, where little to no repercussions were made known for going after elected officials. We saw that again when someone who was out on parole for violent offenses shot three and injured two other officers in the 25th District trying to evade capture. You know, we're seeing this mentality start to become normalized, and we have to definitely push back against that, because there must be repercussions for bad behavior against anybody, least of all, politicians. But in everyday life, you have to have repercussions for when you do things like terrorize your own communities.
So is it that the bad guys are not being caught, or when they get in the system, nothing is happening to them, or not enough is happening to them? I mean, where's the breakdown?
Well, I think the breakdown's on numerous levels. First off, we have only like a 20% solving rate when it comes to crime in the city of Chicago, which means you have a 4 in 5 chance of never being caught for doing something wrong in this city. We have to address that. We need to beef up our detectives unit and make sure that they have the resources to bring these investigations to fruition, including working with our federal partners like FBI, DEA, and ATF, those same people that are being politicized right now for trying to be brought to our city to help reduce the violence. And then when we do catch them, we have to make sure that charges are brought against them commensurate with their crime. We cannot continue this catch and release policy that seems to be so prevalent by the county state's attorney. You know, we saw just last week where an individual caught distributing guns at a gang funeral was let go on their own recognizance in bond court. We've got to put a stop to that. We've got to start demanding accountability from the rest of our elected officials, our judges, our state's attorney again, and communities need to show up and say that we do not want this revolving door. I know it's very political for individuals who say that there are too many individuals, minorities in particular, who are in jail, or that their law enforcement has oftentimes been prejudicial against them. But we cannot address the sins of the past by ignoring the sins of the present. And if we continue on that course, there will not be a tomorrow to have to worry about.
Thanks so much for being with us. That is Alderman Raymond Lopez of the 15th Ward talking about the violence in the city.